want to make it. All right, guys. Usually we call the meeting to order and we get started on this.
Recording in progress.
Usually we get the meeting started and right away after I bang the gavel, but tonight we got some bad news. This is Jason's last Planning and Zoning Committee meeting. He is taking a position as planning manager over in Tinley Park after 7 years with City of Yorkville. Just like we would normally have a findings of fact where we talk about the different things that we have to vote on and what requirements they have, I thought I would pull up. Come on in.
All right.
That's okay. I want to bring you up to speed. So this is Jason's last Planning and Zoning Committee meeting.
Oh, really?
He's taking a job with Tinley Park. So I pulled up Tinley Park's job posting for this job just to see if he was qualified or not. So I want to read through it real quick. The ideal candidate will possess an outstanding work ethic, positive attitude, and be self-motivated. They will be familiar with principles, practices, and objectives of municipal government and urban planning. They will be able to conduct thorough research in order to prepare clear, concise, and comprehensive reports. They will be an excellent communicator and demonstrate solid written and presentation skills. Previous experience with significant development projects at Hughes Plus, must be able to work collaboratively and effectively communicate technical and non-technical information, providing a high level of customer service, and must be a super high quality guy. I put that last part in. For me, Jason has that in spades, and then more. We were just sitting here talking that during COVID, we were the only faces we actually saw for a long time, a number of years there. So I'll be really sad to see him go, and just wanted to thank him for all his time here with Yorkville. We were very lucky to have you. All right.
I'll just real quick say thank you.
Yeah.
And it's actually been a pleasure to work with all you guys. It's really,
really enjoyed.
Easy when we have a Planning and Zoning Commission that is involved and listens and wants to know these things. So.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. So now with that, we will call this Wednesday, June 14th, 2023 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting to order. I am Chairman Jeff Olson, and I'll be presiding over this meeting tonight. May I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Williams?
Yes.
Horaz is absent. Hyatt?
Yes.
Goins?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes. Here.
And Vineyard?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Are there any questions or amendments to the previous meeting minutes from Wednesday, May 10th, 2023? As there are none, may I have a motion, please, to approve the meeting minutes then from Wednesday, May 10th, 2023, Planning and Zoning Committee meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call vote on the motion, please, ma'am.
Yes. Hyatt?
Yes.
Goins?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
And Williams?
Yes.
All right. Are there any citizens?
Real quick, the April 12th minutes were not in the last packet, so could you review and pass those as well?
Yep, Jason, always a stickler even on the last meeting. Okay. Can we also approve the previous meeting minutes from the April 12th, 2023 meeting? Does anyone have any questions or amendments to those? Seeing as there are none, we have a motion, please, to approve the meeting minutes from Wednesday, April 12th, 2023 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Hyatt?
Yes.
Goins?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
And Williams?
Yes.
Okay, are there any citizens' comments tonight that is not on the meeting agenda? Looks like no. All right, seeing as there are none, we'll move on to the next item on the agenda, which is the public hearing. There's one public hearing scheduled for tonight's Planning and Zoning Committee meeting. Purpose of this hearing is to invite testimony from members of the public regarding the proposed request that is being considered before this commission tonight. Public testimony from persons present who wish to speak, maybe for or maybe against the request, or to ask questions of the petitioner regarding the request being heard. Those persons wishing to testify tonight are asked to speak clearly, one at a time, and state your name and who you represent, if anyone. You are also asked to sign in with Marlis, which I think you did. If you plan to speak tonight, please right now raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name. Do solemnly swear that the testimony I will present at this hearing is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Thank you. You may be seated. All right, the order for receiving testimony tonight during the public hearing will be as follows. We'll have a presentation by the petitioner, those who wish to speak in the public in favor, which we don't have many people here, those who wish to speak in opposition, and that'll be how we do it. So may I have a motion, please, to open the public hearing on petition number PZC 2022-05, Little Loaf Bakehouse.
So moved.
Second. Roll call vote on that motion, please, ma'am.
Yes. Millen?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Yes.
And Goins?
Yes.
All right. So the public hearing up tonight is Bailey Knapp. Did I say that right? Bailey Knapp, doing business as Little Loaf Bakehouse, LLC petitioner, has filed an application with the United City of Yorkville, Kendall County, Illinois, requesting special use authorization to operate a bakery business on the first level and have a two-bedroom apartment on the upper level of an existing structure located at 101 West Center Street. The property is approximately a quarter acre and is generally located at the northwest corner of Center Street in Illinois, Route 47 in Yorkville, Illinois. Is Bailey making a presentation? What are we doing tonight?
I'll speak first.
Okay, Lynn, go right ahead.
Okay. Hello, everyone. I'm Lynn Dubicek-Kellogg, Economic Development Director for the City of Yorkville Consultants. I just wanted to let you know that I met Bailey about a year ago, and we searched high and low for a location for her to do a bakery, which is more than just a bakery. It is really going to be more of small bites, tapas, restaurants, drinks, as it evolves. And we found this location and thought it would be an ideal location for her to operate. It is something that the City of Yorkville has yearned for 23 years that I've been doing this job. So having a resident of Yorkville, a woman who actually graduated from Yorkville High School, to come back here and achieve her dream is a wonderful thing. And so I just wanted to let you know about the evolution of bringing Bailey to this location. I think it will be a phenomenal location, and it will also be a catalyst for that park to be perhaps become more business orientated. So
for sure.
So thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone who wishes to speak in favor of the request? You do not have to if you don't want to. Okay, you don't have to. I'm assuming there's no one that wants to speak in opposition to the request. Okay. Anyone have any questions right now?
Real quick, the standards for special use here.
Do we have to read
those? They provided those answers into the their application. Would you like those in the public record? Sure, and yes.
Okay. So. All right, since all public testimony regarding this petition is taken, may I have a motion, please, to close the taking of testimony in this public hearing?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call vote, please, ma'am.
Yes. Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Yes.
Goins?
Yes.
And Millen?
Yes.
All right, public portion of the meeting is closed. Jason, are you presenting?
Chris, yeah.
Presenting?
All right. That's me. So I'll just do a quick staff report on the request and why we are here. So like I said, this is 101 West Center Street. It's just north of Town Square Park on Bridge Street. There is an existing structure there that was originally a residential house. It was later in the mid-2000s rezoned to B2. It was used for commercial use. So on the property, there's an existing that existing structure, then to the north, when it was turned into a commercial property, there's a parking lot there as well.
There is a parking lot on the backside?
There is a parking lot on the north part of the property, and there's actually a 6-foot privacy fence buffering it from nearby neighbors. So what this special use request is for the apartment upstairs, the bakery, the Little Old Bakehouse is an outright permitted use in the B2. So it's not really that. It's that Bailey wants to live upstairs, convert it into a two-bedroom apartment upstairs. So then I believe she can get up at 3:30 in the morning to go start baking for the day, which is an excellent choice. So she's requesting special use just to live upstairs. We use it as an incentive to increase mixed use on exactly things like this into the community, because it's one of those things, a work-live atmosphere is very sustainable, and it's a good general good practice in planning. Since it's a special use in the B2, it's kind of also, we want to make sure it's in the exact right spot. So in evaluating, we've already gone over the structure. Obviously, it was residential. They want to use the upstairs for residential purposes anyway. The parking, the existing parking spaces, they will be required to have a minimum of 6 spaces. The parking lot will provide 9 once striped. They're going to have to meet all, once they apply for the commercial permit, they'll have to meet all our building code standards and everything. So.
I think most people are going to want to come in for their front door anyways if it's available.
Right, exactly. They'll probably kind of, it's also got that atmosphere to walk in as well. So it kind of has those two front doors. Mm-hmm. For the comprehensive plan, this is for traditional neighborhood residential. This kind of fits right in with that as well, having a living area above a commercial business. So staff is not recommending any conditions to this special use. We see that it's a perfect fit in this location. The parking's there, screen's there. It's not going to make noise or anything like that. At worst, it'll make a great smelling area of fresh baked goods. So if you have any questions for me, I can take those as well. If not, motions.
Any questions? All right, let's read through the special use standards. The establishment, maintenance, and operation of the special use will not be unreasonably detrimental or endanger the public health, safety, morals, comfort, or general welfare. Certainly will not. The special use will not be injurious to the use and enjoyment of other property in the immediate vicinity of the purpose for the purpose already permitted, nor substantially diminish and impair property values within the neighborhood to which it's located. No. The establishment of the special use will not impede the normal and orderly development and improvement of surrounding property for use as permitted in the district. No. Adequate utilities, access roads, drainage, unnecessary facilities have been or are being provided. Adequate measures have been or will be taken to provide ingress and egress, so designed as to minimize traffic congestion on public streets. The proposed special use is not contrary to the objectives of the official comprehensive plan the city has amended, which it does not. There are a few things that have come before us in my time here that I have been more behind. That's great. Anybody have any questions? Okay. Then let's have a motion then, please, to approve petition PZC 2025-05 Bailey Knapp Little Loaf Bakehouse special use request.
Sorry.
You got to read it, my friend.
In consideration of testimony presented during the public hearing on June 14, 2023, in discussion of the findings of facts, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommends approval to the City Council. A request for special use authorization to permit one multifamily dwelling unit above a commercial use at the property commonly known as 101 West Center Street.
All right, roll call vote, please.
Yes. Vineyard?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Yes.
Goins?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
And Olson?
Yes. Motion is passed. Any additional business you folks want to update us on?
Just one. We talked about it, but Bristol Ridge, the solar farms 105 and 106, they took their comments. They're still moving forward. They're just gathering their information and trying to get it to us as fast as possible. We need time to review it. They are shooting for July to come back with the things you requested. And again, Jeff led off, but I wanted to thank you guys again. It's been a real pleasure working here and working with this crew. And, you know, hopefully, as Jeff said, I can take this experience and move on to the next thing. So
thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. With that, we have a motion, please, to adjourn. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
All those opposed say no. Meeting's adjourned at 7:14.
Recording stopped.